Ahead, a highway interchange looms. A big green sign suggests I either continue on the 5 to Stockton and Sacramento, or take 580 toward Tracy and San Francisco. But when I actually reach the interchange, I realize the decision has already been made for me. There are no lanes for I-5. There is another green sign and the beginnings of an exit, but then the asphalt simply ends, as if it never existed, and instead of a highway, I see empty desert stretching toward the horizon. If my car were a truck, some rugged four-wheel drive thing, if I veered off the road and drove in the direction of Stockton and Sacramento, would I eventually reach these cities? I don't think I would. I'm not sure they even exist. Clearly, the only reason the roads I'm driving on are paved is because I'm expected to take them. Whether I decided this or it was decided for me is up for debate, but apparently my destination is a foregone conclusion. And you want to know something else? This isn't the first time I've been here. If you asked me yesterday if I had ever been to California, I would have said no without hesitation, which maybe is odd for a man who wants to write screenplays for a living, but it's true nonetheless. Or so I've always believed. Being here now, I realize I've seen this freeway before, and I don't mean in the fleeting déjà vu sense. I know for sure I've driven through this flat, grassy plain and seen those green hills to the west, have perhaps seen them many times. This is how I know so easily where I'm going without having to follow directions. And the car behind me, that brown sedan, I've seen it before, too. I've been on the run for more than 1,000 miles. I've come across the mountains and desert, and I thought I lost them in Arizona, but there they are, the two FBI agents, Scruggs and Smith. They wore Stetson hats. Did I tell you that? I'm pretty sure I did. Gray hats and matching gray suits, both of them. In the interrogation room, I thought I had stepped onto the set of a bad period film, so baffling was their choice of clothing. Even their accusations were absurd, that I had somehow orchestrated all of this, and yet it turned out they were dead serious. Almost 1,500 miles later, there is nothing in my world more serious, because if I don't figure out a way to lose them, I'm going to prison. The brown sedan is 2 cars back and holding its position. Scruggs and Smith seem content to follow me until I stop, which obviously means I'll have to take an indirect route to try to lose them. The problem is, I only know the one route, and I don't really know that anyway. This entire trip, I've simply driven forward until it was time to make a turn, and then I made the turn. Somehow, I just know. I pass through Tracy and then Livermore. The sky is overcast, silvery gray. There are a lot more cars on the road than there were 30 miles ago, when the highway was almost empty. 30 miles ago, I was looking forward to finally reaching Berkeley and stretching my legs. 30 miles ago, Scruggs and Smith weren't behind me. Or if they were, I couldn't see them. The freeway splits in two. I can take 680 south to San Jose, north to Sacramento, or continue on 580 toward Oakland. Funny how Sacramento continues to appear on road signs as if that city actually exists. This time the exits are paved, however, and cars and trucks and tractor trailers curve around their lanes. But once they leave my sight, what happens to them? What happens to their drivers? Scruggs and Smith are still back there. The only car between us is a black Jeep Liberty. In the rearview mirror, I notice a young woman driving it. Dark, shoulder-length hair, big sunglasses. And I know I've seen her somewhere before. In another life, in a hospital room somewhere. It looks like she's smiling at me. And I remember a police officer and a blood test, and I have to do something. I have to get out of here. I can't go to jail again. They caught me once, and if it happens again, I'll never get away. I miss Gloria, and I know what she did was wrong, but somehow I think if I could get back to her, everything would be different.